Hej och välkomna till Rapatax podcast. Jag heter David och idag har vi med oss Teresa. Rapatax arrangerar en afrikansk kulturkväll på Gasklockorna i Gävle, fredagen den 3 juni. Teresa är med oss och arrangerar detta event. Hon pratar engelska, du föredrar engelska.
Ja.
Okej. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, can you tell us something about yourself?
Well, my name, like we said before, is Teresa Ogionwo. I'm an international student who is originally from Nigeria. I'm also studying international social work at the University of Gävle. I have lived in Gävle for 3 years, no, 3.5 years now. So I think that is it in a nutshell.
Do you like Gävle?
Oh, yes. Gävle is interesting. It's small compared to where I'm from, which is Lagos. In Lagos, we have about 18 million people, so it's quite different.
It's the capital of Nigeria.
Lagos was the old capital of Nigeria. Okay. It's the commercial center.
Okay. So why is this event happening now?
Well, there are a lot of reasons that this event is happening now. The first is the fact that I would say, being in Rapatax, the idea for this event has always been something that I've been thinking about for a while. But being in Rapatax, I thought it was the right place. You know, the values of Rapatax had a lot to do with the idea behind this event. So that is why this event is happening now.
Okay. So what is your vision for this event? What do you want to get out of it?
Well, I would say the overall vision is to promote integration, to also show children that they can achieve a lot if they put their minds to it, and show people as well that the immigrant community also has a lot to contribute to Gävle and Sweden, the whole of Sweden, in fact.
Yeah, I totally agree that we need to come out more. Mm. We need to show that we can do more.
Yes.
And we have talent and we have a lot to give to the Swedish society. Mm. I believe that. What exactly are you going to show at this event?
Well, what we will be showing at this event is culture, and more specifically the African culture. There will be a fashion show with international African designers who will be coming just for this event. There will be African food, as I think most people are aware, Africa is a very large continent. So we will be showing food from the different parts of Africa, and for people to try and taste. There will also be an African workshop where we'll be talking about the history, facts about Africa that people don't get to hear. You know, just basically positive stuff, things that are different from what it is we see or we hear daily.
So it's a really cool thing that you're doing. It's a good thing. Mm. And I think it will bring people together.
Hope for that.
Yeah, obviously. It's very good. So why exactly an African event? Is it because you could have chosen like any kind of event?
Yes, definitely. It's African because I have roots from Africa. I am African. And because the experiences I've had in Sweden, which were part of, what also brought the idea for this event to me, are unique to me as an African. So that is why it was important to also tell, like, the African story, mm-hmm. you know, from my own experiences, as a source.
Why is it important to show Africa in this way? Mm-hmm. Are you trying to lift up the positive sides of everything?
Definitely. That is why it is important, because I want to give a different narrative. you know, when you watch the news, TV, you usually see negative things about Africa. So this, for me, is an opportunity to show people that there is more to Africa. There is beauty, there is good things, and just to talk that Africa does have a good history. Africa has a good part, and there are things to be proud of in Africa.
Most commonly, I think Africa has a very deep cultural root.
Oh, yes.
Which is, I think, is the firepower for this event.
Mm.
So that continent has so much to give,
yes,
in a cultural way,
yes,
in like a theatrical cultural way. So I think we don't show enough of Africa in this way.
It's good that you said that. For instance, the country I'm from, which is Nigeria, has upwards of just, and that is just one country in Africa, has an upwards of over 200 different ethnicities who all have their diverse cultures. And a lot of other countries in Africa have this. So for me, it's usually painful when people just generalize and think Africa like one big country, because it's more than that. People have food peculiar to them, religion peculiar to them, their way of dressing peculiar to them, even attitudes sometimes that are sort of peculiar, you know, customs. So I think it's good to have an opportunity to show part of this, because really it would be impossible to show it all, but at least a part of it.
Yes, I understand. What do you think about Rap Attack? Why is Rap Attack doing this with you?
Like I mentioned in the beginning when we started this interview, that I chose to do this now because I was in Rap Attack and I could identify with a lot of values that Rap Attack, holds close or lifts up. This event was also, is also of interest to the people within Rap Attack, because important for this event to be a way of them being able to identify with their roots in a positive way and realize that, oh yes, okay, I've got African roots, I have something to be proud of. And I think this, in building them, their confidence, this will also help them be able to contribute more positively to the Swedish society. So I think this is why it is of interest to Rap Attack. Yeah, it's a positive.
You keep mentioning the children. Do they have any connection with the show? Are they in the show?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Of course. The children will be in the theater. They have parts in the theater. And also the staff of Rap Attack and the children will be majorly in the theater. The theater is also cooperating with the folk theater. So
that's great.
That should make the show fantastic. And also the fashion show, we do have professional models, obviously, but the children of Rap Attack will also be in the fashion show.
Oh, excellent. So, That's really good. Mm. That's really good. Mm. All right. Thank you, Teresa, for your time.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
I will see you at the event.
Yes, hopefully. Yes.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.